was getting favors in the positions, and he was living well, yet he feared not God. And the man who took hold of the hand of this man, who was fearing, you are not getting it. Sit down. They are not getting it. They're not getting it. Who has a position and does not fear God must move down. Because God wants his people in right positions. In a business, God's people are coming. My giving will lift me up. My faithfulness will take me up. Now hear this. So the prophet said to the man who was in position and had no regard of God. That's what the prophet is. He says, you shall be tossed. I don't care that you are taking over. That's all. After I speak this statement, when they are cautioned with the power to be on top, so that the prophecy I spoke through Moses must come to pass and not deter. You shall be above and hear me. What I'm talking right now, I don't care who went in front of you. I have come with a word of me. All he had to say, he said, I am calling it from the north, from the south. After 2 weeks, things began to happen in my life. Can I say something? From the south, from the east, from the west. Another time I also called him. Another time now. The one I'm telling you now was just last. He said, my son Timothy. So Timothy was prophecy that was given to you. Was not something wrong he did. The prophet said, because you did not obey what God said, you will no longer. So King Saul had a word. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head. Inheritance. As he was going, he lost the revelation in the course of his rulership on what God said he was. What made him a king? It was that word. What came a man of God or woman of God? By prophecy. The day you will lose revelation, it is the same word that will dethrone you. Whatsoever you became flesh. That's how powerful the word is. In John 1, can you touch the word? Word became flesh. They become realities. If you say a house, until one day you build it. Are they hearing you? Or they're not even hearing you? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, have you ever prayed for something before? And it came to pass. And you could touch it. Environment. The word will become flesh. God's people from coming on top. There is a system. As I'm talking to you right now with hunger. But during your funeral, there'll be rice. Because the system. I'm talking to somebody here. Because the system.
Go on your social media page, whether Facebook. Go there and post a video
rejoicing. Imagine you are born in that system. Am I talking to somebody? Imagine you are born in that system. I don't blame them. I only say they don't know me. I say, okay. So I pray hard. I work hard. A year later, I'll be even more stable on top of you. Jump it, be above it. I said, pray a lot and work a lot. I'm just going to fly up. If you stone it, these people. If I can throw a stone here, it will catch them. But where God has put me, you know how I feel to see poor billionaires? Are you hearing me? It's an attack. The enemy is attacking you. So can we command the system to bow? Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. God wants you to move above. In that family, achieve anything. To say you. The law. To sabotage me. Break now. I normally pray like that. I say everything today. I want to give you 90 days. It is demonic. It will come. That is going. You will be unstoppable.